Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Stacey and Jay Spoo on a Tuesday, a couple of days away from my birthday. I'm turning bleep years old. Yeah, man, it's been a journey. I'm excited, but there's one thing that needs to be handled. I'm sick and tired of getting things that I don't want for my birthday.
I need decent
presents. We're exploring this idea of dictating your birthday present. Are you for it or are you against it? What are the vibes? Stacey, I'm learning from you, ne? 4 years.
Five.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
What is time?
What is time, to be honest with you? But your tendencies are brushing on me. Like, this is like your thing.
You have been influenced. And finally, the time has come. One, you must always celebrate your birthday. It's important, right? Being alive is such a gift.
Bro.
So just be grateful. Just be grateful for that. So yes, amen, halala, and hululu. Now, I understand not everybody is necessarily like, oh yes, I'm a gift-orientated person. Because, you know, you're like evolved or whatever. And that's cute for you, love that. However, if people want to spoil you or they want to gift you something, you also need to get comfortable with being able to receive gifts from people.
And be happy and be joyful about it.
Precisely. Now, that whole process would be a lot easier if what you were receiving was not nonsensical. How do we circumvent this? Very simply put, you give people a list. Also, to the people who want to gift you, don't get creative unless you actually really do know that person. Rather ask and be like, hey, listen, do you need anything? We're of a particular age. We cannot be put in a box. It cannot be soap on a rope or something that you drink that is alcoholic. A little bit of light creativity goes a long way, but strictly creative within these parameters.
Yeah, you must listen properly.
You don't waste your money. The person getting the gift is super happy, and O's are effectively jawling.
Yeah,
so I say, yes, you must dictate your birthday present list.
On that note, I would like, guys, like all-inclusive, like trip to like a place outside South Africa.
I'm pretty sure that's directed at you, Nick.
I feel like if anyone can provide that,
Lesotho. I'm sure we can do that.
Namibs, babe. You're going to Namibs.
Wow, really? Like that's what you think of me, Nick?
There's some beautiful places there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't knock it till you tried it.
No, you guys are talking nonsense.
So you got to get granular on this list.
That's granular. Can you dictate your birthday present? Taurus, talk to us.
Hi, Stacey and Jace. Boo. Yeah. People should be allowed to dictate what they want or do not want on their birthdays. What one should buy and should not buy. Because you can't get the same thing every year. It's the same thing. Hey. Or three people gifting you the same gift. It should be different. Like, if people don't know what to buy for you, then they should just give you money or a gift voucher. That's reasonable. That sounds right. Not just the same present every year. So yeah, people should be allowed to dictate.
I like that. Shout out to Taurus, man. I have like 5 cups.
The way that you said cup was such upsetation.
No, I'm tired of cups.
Such resentment.
What sort of cups are you getting?
You know what?
And
they write my name on it, thinking they're doing something special.
So you have
how
one,
many
you have a cup for every day of the week now?
Yeah.
I've got like 5, between 5 and 7.
Wow, so you literally do
I'm
have
the
one
cup
for
guy.
Every day, day of the week.
Do you not want to get like socks every year?
No.
Or underpants every year?
I can afford my own socks and I prefer wearing socks that I like.
So no socks, no cups, no boy panties.
Guys, I said all-inclusive trip.
Is that all you want?
That's what I said to you. Like, are you guys not listening?
That's true.
You're actually like my mother now. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
It feels like Flight Centre's problem, not so much our problem.
Yeah, I'm not very good at putting together itineraries.
And please note that if Jay Spoo is going, that Nick and I would obviously have to go with.
Wow, sit yourself.
Birthday buddies.
Sugar man, more for your voice notes up next.
Hi, Stacey and Jay Spoo. It's Asana from Pinetown. With the prezi part, I believe you can. Well, I can with my best friend, of course, and my partner. However, with other people, I'll take it as this.
Good afternoon, Stacey and Jay Spoo. Yeah? It's Mike, everybody's favorite on tap. We basically hint to each other, and I basically tell them, listen, guys, don't buy me socks. Don't go buy me a shirt. Don't go buy me pants. Let's all put money together, and then I'll go buy what I really feel like, you know, or go and get a voucher.
No, sorry. I'm old school. I'll only say or tell them what I want if asked. Otherwise, I don't say a word about gifts. Except for my husband. He knows in time.
I am not well.
She's not well today.
However,
shame, man.
I had to show up because Jay Spoo has a birthday that is, it's pending.
Yeah?
It's pending.
Yeah.
It's happening on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he has finally come to the conclusion that birthdays deserve a space and a place. And we're celebrating, which is great. But now we're having a bigger conversation around the dictating of one's gifts.
I want this.
Yeah, so
and then you get that.
Yes, if somebody were to ask you, hey, your birthday's coming up, what can I get you? You, shock, horror, disbelief, provide them with a list of things that you actually want.
Yeah.
That you would actually use. And I understand that there are going to be people who are listening, because I'm, you know how I am about this. I love a list.
Yeah, she does.
But
too long, but yeah, she does.
The whole family. But my whole family is like this. We just don't believe in wasting.
Yeah.
Like, don't waste people's time. Don't waste we have no money. You can't be running around. It doesn't matter if it's, if it costs $50 or $5,000 or whatever. That's not the point. The point is, this is something. You know what I want? I want a sponge daddy.
Yeah, that's,
that's
me.
What I want.
Yeah.
I need a new caddy for my shower.
Me. No, that's not me. I'm just saying.
Do you want a sponge daddy?
No. I told you what I want. I want a trip.
Okay. Yeah, you need to. I think you need to really kind of open that list. I broaden your horizons
just
a little bit.
You. Yeah, just a little.
Am I asking
down
for too much? But no, Stacey.
I just think
point.
That's just smarter.
Yeah, I think if you don't tell people what you want for your birthday, you're going to end up unwrapping socks. Or they're going to pull up to your event, if you are hosting an event, and they're going to say, my presence is your gift. And that's the
every
worst.
Every year.
That's the worst. What do you mean? You.
I saw you last week.
Yeah, dude, don't like, do that. I see you every day.
Don't do that.
What are you talking about? All right,
but
man.
I'm in a heel.
Back to you, KZN. Dictating your birthday presents. Yes or no?
As a team, Stephanie from Toti. My opinion, no, you should not be able to dictate your birthday gifts. What should happen, in my opinion, is the people should know your worth and should know your personality and should know your likes and dislikes, so that they can buy you a gift that they know you will like and use and everything.
That's a bit dreamy. That's unrealistic. That's a bit too much.
That was Stephen.
Yeah.
No.
Came across like that.
No. Stephen has kept a close-knit group of friends his entire life. He was like Drake once famously sang, no new friends.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what's up.
No, that's crazy. Imagine Stacey knowing someone so well that you know exactly what they want without them telling you.
Well, I know what you want.
Yeah, but
I spend the majority of my life
with you. We
basically
get the same thing every year.
And
just in different variations.
And we never flop, guys.
Oh,
Baba,
keep it consistent.
Hi, East Coast Radio. It's Rekha Munyan. I turned 50 on the 12th of May.
Look at you.
And I dictated my list. I told my kids and my family, please do not buy me kitchenware and householdware. Because every year I get that. That present is not for me. That's for the house.
Hello there. Good afternoon, Stacey and Jason Boo. It's Kevin.
Like,
yeah. Well, no, I don't think you should actually provide a list of things that you want for your birthday. But what's happening to me these days is one of my family members is giving me options whether I would like A, B, or C.
That's smart.
Okay. But okay, actually, wait, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
Is that not the best of both worlds? So take what Stephen said earlier about people knowing you, and then take what our birthday goal in the middle said about what I don't want.
Yeah.
And then if you combine those two thoughts, you have the third thought, which is somebody who knows you and gives you a number of options, and then you are then technically dictating what you get.
Yeah, but you're
option
being technical.
A, please.
It might not end well. You might end up, the options that are presented to you might not be as satisfactory.
No. But like you're given three options that you want.
Yes.
So you whittle it down to three options. What I think you should do is they should all be options that you can take. And then you get surprised on the day.
You see, and this is why people hate buying other people presents.
Yeah, this is giving a lot of work. This is giving, someone needs to be paid.
Happy birthday. My presence is the present.
Stacey and Chase Boo. Weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.